we? Ooh, I'm more in love with you.
So, you know, it's not just a matter of where Generation Z and the millennials will be 20, 30 years from now, 40 years from now, when it comes to politics. In other words, considering that they may be politicians. I'm pretty sure that quite a few of them will be. But that's not where it ends. That's not all of it. We have to think about the fact that we will be seeing more and more business leaders who will be making hiring decisions, who will be members of this younger generation today, the millennials, the Generation Z. What kinds of corporate policies will they push for when it comes to hiring practices? We'll be seeing more and more members of Generation Z and millennials in the court system. And when I say in the court system, I mean serving as judges. Of course, right now, Donald Trump is doing an outstanding job of putting young people who are conservatives in the courts. And when I say outstanding, I'm not saying that I approve of what he's doing, because I'm pretty sure that part of the goal of having so many conservatives in the court system is to make sure that we have a lot of people there who are going to, who may not be so interested in ensuring that justice for all will truly be the order of the day for decades to come. That tends not to be the case with conservatives who serve as judges. And so he is really stacking the courts with the conservatives of his choice. And so, particularly on the federal level, it may be a while before, if ever, before we see even millennials, Generation Z, combined in large enough numbers to really make a difference. But nevertheless, they will be there. Think about how young President Obama was when he served as President of the United States of America. It is conceivable that we could have a president, someone who is a member of the Generation Z millennial group, with the way of thinking, the worldviews that they hold, possibly serving as president one day. By the way, at least one report indicates that the average age of members of the House at the beginning of the 115th Congress was 57.8 years. 57.8 years of age, average age of members of the House. Again, at the beginning of the 115th Congress, average age of senators, 61.8 years. Actually among the oldest in U.S. history. So, again, that's why I was sharing. That's one of the reasons I want you to keep in mind. These are the average ages at the beginning of the 115th Congress, and not necessarily throughout the history of Congress. So, where might they be leading us in years to come, decades to come? Members of Generation Z stand out somewhat in their views on the role that social media plays in modern news consumption. Those of you who are, I'm pretty sure we don't have a whole lot of people who are 13, 14 years old consuming a lot of news. But for those of you who are, and particularly for those of you who might be 19 years old, 23 years old, 32, 33, where do you prefer to get most of your news? Well, as Pew surveyed, they found that teens and young adults of the Generation Z are much less likely than older generations to say the fact that more people are getting their news from social media is a bad thing for society. Only 39% of Generation Z holds that view, compared with roughly 50% of each of the older generations. While they're young and their political views may not be fully formed, there are signs that those in Generation Z who identify as Republican or lean to the Republican Party diverge somewhat from older Republicans, even millennials, in their views on several key issues. Again, within the Republican Party, within the Republican community, members of Generation Z diverge somewhat from their older Republican peers. For example, Generation Z Republicans are more likely than older generations of Republicans to say that blacks are treated less fairly than whites. Among Republicans, 43% of Generation Z says that blacks are treated less fairly than whites. 30% of millennials agree with that view. Roughly 20% of Generation X, the boomers, and the silence agree with the view that blacks are treated less fairly than whites. I'm amazed that the difference is so significant when we compare Generation Z to millennials. I would have thought that the millennials would have been much closer to that 43% of the Generation Z. Not the case, surprisingly, not the case. Generation Z Republicans are also much more likely than their GOP counterparts and older generations to say that increasing racial and ethnic diversity in the U.S. is a good thing for society. On each of these views, each of these measures, Democrats' views are nearly uniform across generations. In addition, the youngest Republicans stand apart in their views on the role of government and the causes of climate change. Generation Z Republicans are much more likely than older Republicans to say that government should do more to solve problems. They're less likely than older Republicans to attribute the Earth's warming temperatures to natural patterns as opposed to human activity. What do you think, ladies and gentlemen? So you have Generation Z, more members, and this is just the Republicans. Generation Z, more of them than their older political peers, saying, look, government should be about the business of solving national problems. Will they influence the decision making in decades to come with regards to problems of social injustice? Of course, we'll still have older Republicans, older Democrats around as well, because, you know, we're not going to have people who are older than 58 to just disappear. So they'll still be here. I realize that. But notice how forward, how straight they are in their talking, younger people are. Notice how, and I can't say that this is a trend, but notice how so many younger people than usual were elected to national office this year. So I'm just saying, young people, and notice how, you know, outspoken young people tend to be compared to the way people their same age but of the older generations used to handle communications decades ago. Younger people more outspoken, passionate about what they believe, and they're just as ready to push their agenda as older people are to push theirs. Where might the young people be leading us decades from now? All right, back in a few. When we come back, let's take a look. Something else I want us to explore, even if we only start that. We've been about this before. Let's resume it. Take a look at. Let's just kind of speak with each other about what's happening in D.C. with regards to the investigation, the ongoing investigation of our current president, President Donald Trump, and how we the people and others are responding to the ongoing investigation.
No one else can make me feel the colors that you bring. Stay with me.